I Am Brave, Preschool, Part 5. It was almost time for summer break. School days passed so slowly now that Max would often pull out his notebook and read through his verses. He was amazed at the power they had to change him. Max believed the verses he read daily. He also repeated Fireman Paul's words, "I am brave. God is bigger than my fear. I am safe in his loving hands." Max added his own favorite verses to his notebook, too. His latest edition was Isaiah 41:13-14. "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you. Do not be afraid, for I myself will help you,' declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." Max knew he didn't have to be brave on his own. God was the one who made him brave. Suddenly, the fire alarm sounded. A voice boomed out the loudspeaker, "This is not a drill. This is a real fire." "Stay in line and follow the escape plan," called the teacher. When Max's class reached the hall, black smoke was pouring in. They all began to cough. Finally, they reached the exits and gathered in the parking lot. "Everyone stay back. The fire department is on its way," shouted the principal. Max could barely hear the sirens. "They aren't very close," he thought. He looked up at a second floor window where smoke was pouring out. At that moment, he saw a hand slapping at the window. Someone was still inside. "There's someone up there," yelled Max as he pointed to the window. A teacher looked. "No, that's my room. I know everyone is out," she said. "No, there's someone inside," cried Max. "Everyone is out. We counted them," assured the teacher. Max ran toward the school doors. "Get back here now," screamed someone. Max ignored the command and headed straight for the doors. Fear gripped him as he felt the heat blast his face. He covered his nose and mouth with his sleeve and paused. He knew there was someone upstairs, and he knew the fire department wouldn't make it in time. Max was scared, but he repeated this verse. "God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Max believed those words and dashed into the burning building.